You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, overnight, the folks in Washington got it put together. There is literally a $2 trillion virus rescue bill in effect. Congressman Ronnie Davis joins us. Congressman, I know it was probably late night for you, early morning. We appreciate you taking the time. I know there will be a lot of arguing about what ornament was put on what tree, but just tell me, help is coming to folks.
It is, and it's about damn time that the Senate passed this. You know, we were tasked in the House with writing the first two coronavirus packages, phase one and phase two. We passed those before we left on our planned district work period a week ago Saturday. I was disappointed, and some of my colleagues, especially Speaker Pelosi, decided after Rand Paul single-handedly took out three Republican Senate votes that she thought she had leverage and introduced a 1,000-page bill and a wish list of all the liberal priorities that she's ever wanted, including Bridge to Nowhere, the $35 million request for the Kennedy Center. I'm all for the arts, but not an emergency package.
All right. There'll be time to argue about the politics of all of this later. I think everybody out there, from small business owners to my parents who have, you know, not seen their grandkids in person for 4 weeks, they don't want to hear this right now. They want you guys to be grown-ups and adults and get help to the people. This is unprecedented. We have not lived through this in our lifetime. Why is it that, and by the way, this is done on both sides of the aisle. Why are we still playing games?
I don't know why we're playing games. We left with a package that was passed the House at 12:55 a.m. on a Saturday morning. We left with a plan for the Senate to write phase three. We saw a president that included many legislators of both parties. And then all of a sudden, just a couple of days ago, it blew up when the other side thought they had leverage. I agree with you. This is not the time for this stuff. Now we've got to go back and figure out, once it passes the Senate, are we going to have members of Congress in the House play games and not allow us to pass that by unanimous consent and save time so that we get this assistance directly to our Main Street businesses? This is unprecedented. This is an attack. This virus is an attack on our Main Street businesses who rely upon the social interaction and face-to-face contact in our small and medium-sized communities every single day.
All right. So what does it mean for, let's start with small businesses. What will they get?
The small businesses will be able to get, for the first time that I can remember in my 24 years working for and with the federal government, a package through the Small Business Administration that would include loan forgiveness if you're using those dollars to keep people on your payroll and to keep your mortgage and to keep your business open and viable. Those types of things have never happened before. That's part of this package. Many families, almost every American family, especially those that are middle class, they are going to get a direct payment from the federal government to infuse cash into their own family budget, because they're the ones that need help too. We've seen unemployment claims in Illinois rise from 4,000 a week to up over 40,000 a week and growing. This is why Americans need cash too. There are a lot of other provisions in this bill, Brian. They're going to help our airline industry, which is on the brink of bankruptcy. These types of programs are necessary right now because it's unprecedented. If you'd have told me I would vote for a package that's going to end up costing, according to Bean, I doubt it ends up being this much, but they say it's going to cost $2 trillion. I would have said you're crazy when I asked for your vote 7.5 years ago. But now, because as you said, it's unprecedented, we got to do this. We got to help make sure that our Main Street survives.
Congressman, you know, people are talking about, you know, unemployment rates that could reach 30%. We peaked during the Great Depression at 22. I mean, I'm not sure everyone realizes that we get the health side of this. And I think our governor, I hope the people in Washington, D.C., I certainly know our local leadership is doing the right thing. But the ramifications of this economically, the potential of closing businesses, the impact it's having across this country is staggering. And the idea that it would take this long to sort of come to sort of an agreement, when can people expect to get this money?
Well, you are 100% correct. It is staggering. Remember, just 3 weeks ago, we had historic economic growth. We had a historic low sustained unemployment rate. And all of a sudden, a virus came, and it destroyed our economy. So it will take right now, since the Senate finally will pass this bill today, that we've asked the Small Business Administration, which is going to be tasked with getting these programs in place that our Main Street businesses can access, we've asked them to do a Herculean effort to promulgate the rules on these new programs in 15 days or less. That never gets done in Washington, D.C., but we are banking on them doing that, and we have asked them to begin to promulgate the rules based upon the language that they see in this bill. I did a call with over 300 small business owners in my district just on Monday, and we had the SBA regional director on the line answering questions about what he believed was going to be able to be done once this bill passed. It was a great response. It was a great opportunity from those who are hurting the most, which gives me the desire to go out and cast that vote today, even though we're not even asked to vote on it today.
All right. What about, I was reading a Wall Street Journal piece yesterday about digital dollars and the Fed. I mean, it seems like bureaucracy is like turning like literally a cruise ship around, you know, at half speed. We've got to get better at being more effective. We've got to get better at bringing our manufacturing home. I talked to Senator Chapin Rose earlier today. Why in the world are we counting on pharmaceuticals made in China, respirators made elsewhere? Why are we not, and can we not on the other side of this make sure we're never in this position again?
Well, this is a wake-up call clearly to our pharmaceutical manufacturers. This is a wake-up call to our PPE, personal protective equipment manufacturers, that we can't rely upon foreign nations to help us supply America. President Trump has been the most America-first president we've seen in our lifetime. And this is another example. After this is over, when it's over is the time we can go back and see what we did wrong in preparation and what we can do to fix it in the future. That's where we need to have a mature, a non-political discussion over what do we need as a country and where do we need to ensure that if this happens again, we're ready. That's why South Korea and Hong Kong and other countries that were affected by SARS so much greater than we were and other countries were a few years ago, they were more prepared for this than other countries were because they learned and they didn't let politics get in the way. And I want to say thank you real quick to Governor Pritzker. After a couple of days of asking, he relaxed a rule that Illinois followed and most other states didn't, where they were requiring non-contagious MRSA infection patients to actually still be in isolation, requiring anytime somebody fed them to use PPE. He relaxed that rule in Illinois on Friday, and what it did, it took an average of 40% to 50% of the used PPE on a regular basis in our hospitals, and it made it available on a daily basis for COVID-19 patients instead of non-contagious MRSA patients. Thank you, Governor, for doing that.
It's a learning curve every day, Congressman. I mean, it truly is. I think Governor Pritzker is doing an outstanding job. And right now, I think, and I'm not even going to play politics with this. I'll save my criticism for Donald Trump and his handling of this, just the way he handles his press conferences instead of leading. But what I will not stand for are these members of Congress in the Senate, in the House, that serve on intelligence committees, that dump stock. Those people need to be gone yesterday.
Well, I think they deserve to be heard, and they deserve to be investigated by the Ethics Committee. That's why we have those committees. Those are the types of folks that, you know, are obviously, I don't have the financial wherewithal to be trading in stocks of that, and I'm shaking my head as to, some of the wealth of some of our U.S. senators who are doing that, and they've got to answer to the American people as to what happened and why those trades were made and to figure out whether or not their hands were involved.
But if they were, and you're right. I mean, this isn't a court of law. There will be. But you've got to expect more from your leadership.
Well, 100%. I mean, I'm watching my 401k go down like every other American's 401k is going down. That happens during this time. But the good news is the backbone of our economy, where we were just a few short weeks ago, is still there. It's still there. This package that we're going to pass out of the House, hopefully tomorrow or Friday, that will help us be able to rebound to keep our economy as strong as it was. we can't get to the 30% unemployment that some naysayers are predicting right now. I don't want to see us get there. That's why we are doing the things we're doing. Again, let's address this stuff after the emergency's
over. Absolutely. But things have got to change in this country, and priorities are going to have to be different. And you're absolutely right. We wait till we crawl out of the other side of this before we do that. But Washington tends to just sort of like just keep on doing business the way they do business, no matter what happens to the American people. Encourage your colleagues on both sides of the aisle. Get this thing done. These people need help, and they need it now.
They do. And let me tell you, I've seen the federal government slowly turn like an aircraft carrier before. This is the fastest I've ever seen the federal government move to loosen the reins of the bureaucracy, to provide our states and localities with the flexibility that Republicans like me have asked for years. I want our state leaders and our local leaders to actually be able to make decisions that are best. It's moving in the right direction. I want to see this thing pass too, and I appreciate you guys in the media, especially local media, making sure that our residents know that this is important for us to do.
Congressman, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Get it done. I'm tired of people identifying as Republican or Democrat at this point. This damn virus doesn't care.
Not at all.
Get it done. I was going to go old Larry the Cable Guy on you.
Get her done.
Yes, but I'm not. Get it done. I'm tired of the excuses. I'm tired of the bickering. I don't care what Christmas ornament is attached to this bill. We can fight about that later.
Get the money in the hands of the people that
now,
need it.
Yeah. Now.
It's coming, sounds like, finally.
It shouldn't take this long.
Nah, it shouldn't.